last time we discussed the first piece in this type, Learn Eirvin, who outlines Machlokas, Rashi, and Tosus as to whether the mechanics of Pitikar Yorvis Osir are based on good Achis, Shitas Rashi, or based on his functioning as a Pesach, Shitas HaTosfos. That explains the Machlokas about how to understand Kiruyo Balachson. That may explain the Machlokas as to whether Shai can talk about Pitikra Mital Ruchos. And we noted the difficulty with Rashi, which Tosus himself already points out, is the context of the comment of Rashi in Daf Pevav, who indicates that Pitikra is based on good Achis and Mechisa Tuluya. And the difficulty is that we paskin Mechisa Tuluya is not Matir B'Yavasha, and yet we do paskin that Pitikra is effective. That's part of what Tosus raises. And we'll have to come back to that in a little while to try to explain the basis of Shitas Rashi. But as we began discussing last time, there are other Rishonim who are clearer that even though Pitikra may work through good Achis, it's different than Mechisa Tuluya. And there are two different flavors, so to speak, of good Achis. There's the Mechisa Tuluya context of good Achis, and there's the Pitikra context of good Achis. The most dramatic formulation of this is a comment of the Me'iri in Shabbos Kuf Aleph Amin Aleph, Dibur Maska Lefi. The Me'iri Shabbos Kuf Aleph Amin Aleph, Dibur Maska Lefi, who writes as follows: Pitikra v'good Achis Shnei Dinim. There are two separate halachos. V'ein Makshin Mizu Lezu. And you can't ask Achis from one and another. The Haraya Sharei Pitikra Dehu Ba'arba, the good Achis Eino Ella B'Mechitza Ikara Aladera Shekasavnu B'Gezustra. Pitikra requires a width of 4 Tvachim, good Achis doesn't. So the different halachas. There is a lashon of the Ritva. The Ritva daf Yitzayin of an Aleph in Armasachta, Dira Maskal Ha, Ervin Yitzayin of an Aleph, Dira Maskal Ha. He writes, Hanach and Yosef Kishita Satosvos, Ki Mechitzin Alach Lamosha Misina. The Ein Kulam Shabbos. So there's a category of Mechitzas at our Alach Lamosha Misina, but not all the elements of that category, not all of them are the same. Shaharei, Ataroa v'pitikra yorid v'sosein, darmina gudachis. That we do say gudachis when it comes to pitikra yorid v'sosein. That is working with the mechanics of gudachis. V'ein v'kiyas gemalim mevala. Nevertheless, the fact that there are, it's gidiyim bokimba, the fact that it's a mechisa tuluya, doesn't prevent Pitikra from operating. Ube mechisas d'alma, afilu hein gedolos kama nevatlasan v'kiyas gedim. As opposed to outside of the Pitikra context, if you have a regular suspended mechisa, even if it's a, if not for the fact, aside from the fact that it ends more than 3 tefachim from the ground, it's a very rigorous mechisa. Pitikra, all you have is a roof. You don't have any mechisa. Pitikra d'yom v'sosem, it operates with good achis, and it creates a fully valid mechisa. Mechisa tluya, you could have the longest mechisa in the world, the tallest mechisa in the world, but if it ends more than 3 tefachim off the ground, that's mechisa tluya, and that's not matir v'yabasha. So those are both included in mechisa alacha l'mashe misina, says this Ritva, but they operate differently. And as the Me'iri said, you can't have kashas from one on the other. So clearly the Ritva is saying it does work through good Achis, but it's not subject to the chisaron of Mechitza Tuluya. Again, Rashi says it is Mechitza Tuluya, so you have to figure out how to understand Rashi. The Ritva is saying it's not Mechitza Tuluya, even though Mechitza Tuluya operates with good Achis and Pitikra operates with good Achis, but they're different klalim, so B'kiyas Kidiyim doesn't pose a problem for Pitikra, even though it does pose a problem for a generic Mechitza Tuluya. And Lashon of the Ran, Chidush Ran Daf Yidala Ben Aleph, Afal Gav, Delaman De Omar, Korah Mishum Mechitza, Harei HaGidiyim HaGamalim Balkimba. So even though if you hold Korah as Mishum Mechitza, there is Bekias Kedayim, that's like the Ritva we got in that Sugya last time. On a row in Karmina, Klamar, the row in Keilu Chud Asosim at Akarka, the Kev and Shekain, Shuv and Kedayim Bokamo. We view it as if it goes all the way down, and there's no Bekias Kedayim, as opposed to a regular Mechitza Teluya, where Bekias Kedayim poses a problem when it comes to Korah, and we're saying when it comes to Pitikra, it doesn't pose a problem of Gideon Bokim. So the Ritva, the Meiri, the Ran, all indicate, even though Pitikra Yovei Sosin could be based on the mechanics of Gedachis, it's a different halacha for whatever reason than your generic Mechisa Tluya, and it's not subject to a Chisaron of the Kias Gideon. Mm-hmm. Okay, again, Rashi will have to come back to, hopefully, in a little while. Most Rishonim seem to assume that Pitikra operates on a Daraisa level. Tosfos and Daf Pei Vav Amid Aleph Dibur Maskel Korah. Tosfos Pei Vav Amid Aleph Dibur Maskel Korah seems this way, that Pitikra operates on a Deraisa level. The Rush writes that explicitly as well in Perek Ches Simen Zayin, the Rush in Perek Ches Simen Zayin. And we know the last time, Rashi in Sukkah, and Daf Vav, where the Gemara there says, the Gemara Daf Dalid, the Gemara here in Daf Dalid, there in Daf Vav, says the Melchitzin is one of the halachah Rashi Sinai's, the Rashi there says, and Avav, that Mechitzin includes, when the Gemara says, good, lava, dofen, akuma, are manifestations of the halachah Rashi Sinai. Mechitzin, Rashi there, and Avav in Sukkah, says that good means good achis. And Rashi told us that Pitikar operates based on good achis. So Rashi, putting two and two together, assumes that we're talking about Allah HaMashim Sinai. This is one of the Allah HaMashim Sinai of Mechitzin.
But he says it doesn't work
So that's the issue that we'll have to go back to Rashi. How Tosfos Kasha and Rashi and the others, how we explain how Pitikra works, if it's based on good Achis and Mechitzin Tuli is not Matir Yabasha. Right. But the principle is that it operates based on Gedachis. Gedachis is Halacha Moshe Mi Sinai. There is a Rambam that seems to indicate otherwise. The Rambam, Perek Zayin Halacha Hay, writes, Halacha Lamed Hay, sorry, writes as follows. Perek Zayin Halacha Lamed Hay. Aksadr Vibika, Kes and Kafe, Motil Talta Bukula. So if you have an Afsadra Rebekah, you're allowed to carry inside the Afsadra the Afalpi Shehi Shalosh Mechitzas V'Tikra. Even though the Afsadra doesn't have four walls, it has three walls and a roof. That's how the Rambam understood the case of Afsadra. Not like Rashi. Sha'anu Rowin Ke'ilu Pitikra Yori V'Sose Merach Revias. We view it as if Pitikra creates the fourth wall. So Rambam understands that the tzir of Asadra Vika, where presumably you pass them like Rav, that we say Pitikra, is he have three full walls, and we're saying Pitikra on the Ruach Revias. Vazorek Mershus HaRav L'socha Pater. But if you throw from Mershus HaRav into this Asadra Vika, you're a Pater. Kizorek L'mavi Sosum Sheesh L'Kora. Just as if you throw into a Mavi Sasa with a Korah from a Rishus HaRabim, you're Pater. Here too, if you throw into a Sadr Bika, you're Pater. So what does that mean? That even though you have a fourth wall of Pitikra, that doesn't create a Rishus HaYachid Min HaTorah.
Mm-hmm. I thought that's how the Rabbah makes Rishus HaYachid Min HaTorah, three in a Korah.
This should be the idea of the other Rambam, meaning the Yorhan Aura, because the Rambam will need four for his chivas.
The Rambam holds that you're only chayiv that if you have three mechitzas and a korah or a lachi, that creates a hetzer tiltol, but that doesn't create a chayiv. That doesn't make it a shisa yachid gemura, right?
Sounds like the
Ber Halacha
at the beginning,
it
sounds like
Okay, but the Rambam holds that if you have Gimel Mechitzos and a Tikkun Baruch Revias, that creates a Heter Tiltol, but it doesn't make it into a Shus HaYachid Gemura. Right? So he's saying that Asad Rebika, which he understands to mean three walls in Pitikra for the fourth, is equivalent to a Mavei Sasam with a Tikkun Baruch Revias, which doesn't create a Chiyuv D'Araisa for Zoic. The Mishabur points this out in Be'er Halacha, the end of Shin Samach Aleph, Dibur Maskel V'Yeshomer. And according to the Rambam, Pitikra appears to operate only Midir Rabbanan. Karen Ora makes this observation, the Rambam as well, Karen Ora, Sadi Dal and Reveiz, this points out that the Pashas in the Gemara is where this comes up, sounds like we're talking on a Deraisa level, as most of Rishonim understand, and he finds the Rambam difficult, how the Rambam understood this only to work Midirabbanan.
Well, it only makes it to a Karmelos.
Right. Okay. Now, we also began discussing last time the parameters of the Machlokas Rav Shmuel, both on Kafei and Sadi Dalid, as to where Pitikar operates. And the Gemara wanted to be told the Machlokas of Asad Rebika and the Machlokas Rav Shmuel about Pitikra. The Gemara rejects that. But the Gemara sounds like, even according to Shmuel, there will be a tzir in which Pitikra is operative. According to Rashi Tzadi Dalet, Rashi understood that the case of Asad Rebika, according to Rav, is where you have no Mechitzas. The Asad Rebika is totally open on all four sides. According to Rav, you have Pitikra operating to create four Mechitzas. So according to Rav, and Alokhuk Rav Bisuri, Rashi understands that Pitikra creates four Mechitzas. That could work on all four sides.
Mm-hmm.
Which is a big chumrah.
Well, it could be a chumrah, because you're making Mishus Yad Deraisa.
Okay, it's every chumrah has an equal and opposite kula.
Right, but
yes,
even if
depending on your perspective.
Right, but it makes it different.
Okay, it's really cool. Right, okay. So according to Rashi, Rav holds Pitikra works on all four sides. And Shmuel will allow for Pitikra on three sides, but not on four sides. And again, given that Talacha Karabi Suri, presumably according to Rashi, Lahalacha, we would say that Pitikra works on all four sides. The Rambam that we just saw, the Rambam Yizayin Alach Alamed Hey, understood the case of Asad Rebika to be talking about a Mechitza on where you have existing Mechitzas on three sides, and you're using Pitikra to create a Mechitza Beruach Revias. Right? And that's the case where Pitikra is operative according to Rav, that only works on the fourth side. Shitas Tosos, which is somewhere in the middle, Vinatam, that Pitikra is effective, according to Rav, if you have Mechitzos that are perpendicular to each other, but not that are parallel to each other. So if they're parallel to each other, somehow that creates a Mavi Mefulash type of situation where Pitikra is not operative. So you can have two walls like this, or you can say Pitikra to create two perpendicular Mechitzas, but not to create two parallel Mechitzas. So it definitely works Beruach Revias, according to Tosfos, according to Rav. It definitely works for one side, and it even works for two sides, and the two sides are perpendicular to each other.
Would you need a pole in the most in the corner which has
Sound like it.
No Mechitza converging?
Doesn't sound like it. And then according to Shmuel, according to Shmuel, a pitikra would work the ruach revius if there's already some kind of tikkun there. So if it's somehow cut off by a lechi or some minimal existing mechitza, even if that appears the SMASR, pitikra could work to create a valid mechitza, the ruach revius. How do we paskin lechalacha?
How do we get around yes and yes, sir? Because you don't really need that one.
Because, so that's what Pitikra does. According to Tosos, Shmuel's seer, where Pitikra is operative, is where you have a getter of some sort, Beruach Revius, but not a halachically sufficient one, and Pitikra can compensate to create a halachically sufficient mechitza.
Even though it's
just right. If it's possible, pachas miyasa, you don't need it. If it appears as less than Esther, you don't need it. You don't need the Gemara to be different. Okay. So what do we say in Shulchan Aruch? The Simon Shin Samach Aleph. The Mechaber writes, Chaser Shenifritza b'milua, O b'yaser mi'eser, l'rishas harabim, Malkam ha'mechitza nido kisidu rishas harabim, shu karmelis, shu chaser, from nifritz becoming zavis, a filo pachas me yud aser, chen bayis shenifritz becoming zavis, a filo pachas me yud benifritz gamma kiroi. Aval, pirtsa she'ena becoming zavis, armina ba pitikar yorvis osem, a filo be yoser me aser. Vehu shalo yehe pitikar meshufa de la kapel, like Rashi, it can't be a slanted roof. The Mechaber doesn't really point out. The Mechaber is not clear as to when you apply Pitikra. How many sides can you invoke Pitikra for? Right? Not clear in the Mechaber. Not explicit, at least. The Ramah says, V'yei Shomrim, D'be'inan gam kein v'rochav akiru dal tvachim, that's four tvachim wide, V'armina Pitikra yari v'sosem, afil beveiz mechitzos em yesh kan beiz mechitzos shlemos devuko zu bezu aval zu kenega zu lo, so that's shita satosvos that you can use yesh omim, you can evoke pitikra for up to two mechitzos as long as the two mechitzos, as long as the two existing mechitzos are perpendicular to each other, and then you need to create two additional perpendicular mechitzos, but if the two existing mechitzos are parallel to each other, you can't evoke pitikra to close up the remaining two pirtzos. That's Chita Sosos. Mishabrua Be'erlocha V'yamrinan says he's not convinced that the Ramah means to paskin this way. Maybe the Ramah is just saying that this is a Yesh Omrim and it should be thrown into the mix, but not that he's paskining L'chachila to rely on this position. Even though the Yesh Omrim is going on Rocha Dala Tvachim, not clear if Yesh Omrim is going on everything, but he assumes maybe Yesh Omrim is going on the entire Haggah, and the Ramah just means to say there is another position out there that perhaps could be relied on Pitzira, other certain circumstances, but not to actively endorse the Chachila, relying on Shitas Hatosos. Okay? So there is another Ramah which makes things a little bit more complicated. The Ramah in Simon Shin Mem Vav. The Ramah in Shin Mem Vav Gimel. So the Mechaber there in Gimel says, Karpev, Yosem Beis Asai, Shulhuka Fudira, Asu Chachamu Tal Tabo, Elatop Elatamus, that's the regular dinim Karpev. Umutu Lahosim Yemenu Lakarmelis, Ask Yigam Bika Haver Safadam, you can carry from a Karpev into another Karmelis. Okay, Haga. Vilachain, Mutu Likach Mavtech Mi Karmelis Shalafne Gina, so you're allowed to take a key from a Karmelis that's in front of a garden, Liftoach Vilino, so you have a karmelis that's next to a karpef. You want to open the door of the karpef, or in the karpef. So since you're allowed to carry from a karpef to a karmelis, you're allowed to pick up the key in the Carmelis to open the door in the carpeting. Okay? So far so good. Ubilvad shelo yehe beinayim askupa shehi rishis hayachid, as long as you don't have a step between the Carmelis and the carpet, because that would be rishis hayachid. Kigon shehi gavoa sar v'rachad arba. What would an example be of an askupa that's mastered between the Dina and the Carmelis? If you have a skupa that's 10 tvachim tall, 4 tvachim wide, oh, sheyesh la shnei mechitzas min hatzadim, or there are two mechitzas on opposite sides, shehein rechavin arba, umashko faleha rechav arba, and then you have a mashkov on the top, so you have two parallel mechitzas, and you have a mashkov. To us, have a rishis hayachid, afapisha ena gavava sara. Because then you have rishis hayachid. Why? Based on pitikra. Sounds like the Rambam saying you say Pitikra even for two parallel sides. Magen Avraham makes this point here. Sifkat and Gimel. Tarachian. Da b'sim so sim shin tamach aleph pasach de v'ina devuka zubazu. There in the passage we just saw, the Rambam says that you need them to be perpendicular. And don't say we're talking about a case where we'll view the opening as a mechitza, because we're talking about where you need two mechitzas because of pitikra, not one. V'tzarachiyah. V'efshar didas rama lahachmir lechachila. Maybe all the Rama is saying is that you should be machmir lechachila, meaning that here, to say pitikra for two opposite sides, in this case, is a chumrah. And if you're going to say pitikra two opposite sides, then you've created rishis hayachid, which is masik between the karpif and the karmelis. So maybe all the Rama means is that we wouldn't allow you to be mako to say pitikra on two opposite sides, but where it ends up being a chumrah, then we would be machmir. That's the Magen Avraham's suggestion, that the Ramah here in Sif Gimel is in the context of where it's a Chumrah. That's what the Master Sashak elaborates on here, that here it's a Chumrah to say that we're going to create an Isser Tiltol from the Gina to the Carmelis because there's a Shissa Yachid that is Masik.
In a situation where it's not going to be, it's not going to be a Kula to make a Shissa Yachid.
In our case, it's not going to be a Kula. In the context in Shin Memvav, it's not going to be a Kula. So maybe the Rama only meant to say lechumra that we're choshesh for the shita. Shita's Rashi, we're choshesh that you could have pitikra in two opposite sides. There's a comment in the Prima Gadim. Prima Gadim Eshel Avram Simen Shin Mem He Sifkatan Gimel. Eshel Avram Shin Mem He Sifkatan Gimel. The Prima Gadim suggests maybe even the Rishonim that tell you, let's say Shita Satosvos, that limits the application of Pitikra to two perpendicular sides, maybe that's only Midrabana. Meaning, maybe min haTorah, you say pitikra even in that case to create a rishis hayachid. But midrabanan, we don't allow you to rely on pitikra to create a hetzer tiltol. So maybe min haTorah, pitikra is more expansive, but we're not going to rely on it to create a hetzer tiltol unless, according to Tosafot, you have two perpendicular sides. The same for Tiberias Yaakov in Perek Chav Ches. Says maybe that's the basis, it's along the lines of the Masas Hashach and the Magad Ram, maybe that's the basis of the comment of the Rabban Shim and Vav, that min haTorah v'choshesh, that if you have two parallel pitikra sides, that could create a shisiyachid. So we'll be machmir as far as the Eser Tiltel is concerned, even though we wouldn't be makel to create a heter Tiltel on the basis of pitikra in that kind of a case. Okay.
Is there any indication that there is that skill of Teresa the Rabbanan, right? Other than Tosos?
Well, there's no indication of Tosos per se either, but that's...
That makes it worse.
He suggests he could say that. What are his rayas? He just raises the misvara. He says the misvara. Okay. Mishnas Yaakov has the following comment. Mishnas Yaakov is in Simon Kuf Kaf Gimel. In the classic pagination, it's on page Kuf Nun Aleph. Simon Kuf Kaf Gimel, page Kuf Nun Aleph, paragraph beginning Ubahachi. So the Mishnah of Yaakov is bothered, or at least raises the following question in the context of the Chiddush that he has, or Shita that he has, that let's talk about the case of Afsad Rebik according to Rashi. So Afsad Rebik, you have four sides without Mechitzos, and you're relying on the frames to create a Mechitzos based on Pitekra, right? So the Mishnah of Yaakov raises the question, why don't we say that you have Tzuras HaPesachs? Why do you have to go on to Pitekra? Even without Pitekra, don't you have four Tzuras HaPesachs there in the Afsad Rebbeka case?
It's not Bishen Pesach. It's just the frame of the house.
What do you mean?
It's not a Shem Pesach, it's just a...
What does Shem Pesach mean?
He didn't make it before Pesach.
Right, okay, good. So that's... Right, so that's the Mishnah of Yaakov's point. That's the Mishnah of Yaakov's Kiddush, or that's what he develops there. We'll come back to this when we get to Tzuras HaPesach. That for Tzuras HaPesach to be effective, the Tzuras HaPesach has to be constructed with Shem Pesach. It has to be constructed for that purpose. If you have something that's there anyway for another reason, then you can't just identify it as a Tzuras HaPesach to create a Heter Tiltel. So Pitikra, yes, because Lamaisa, you have a Tikra there, but Tzuras HaPesach has to be L'Shem Pesach. Now, Ramosha has a comment kind of along those lines, slightly different. Ramosha in Arachayim Simikul Fanuches was addressing whether you could use Pitikra on elevated railroad tracks to make an Erev.
I mean, you see it applies to all the Shitas, though. In other words, you don't just say that, well, you can conveniently use this this situation to say Tzuras HaPesach. Sorry, you can't conveniently use it because it's for all four sides. However, even according to the Rambam, you can't say that it's Tzuras HaPesach. I mean, his raya applies even to where you have three good walls, and you're saying Pitikra on the fourth.
Correct.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So Ramosha is addressing whether you can use elevated railroad tracks for an Erev based on Pitikra. This is a response to the Kuntres Tikkun Erevin, or one of the Kuntresim of Rav Weissmandel, who wanted to use elevated train tracks in New York or in Brooklyn to create an Erev based on Pitikra. So one of the points that Moshe makes is that Pitikra could only be effective to be makif the area that the Tikra is shy up to. So if you have, let's say, your Afsad Rebbeka case, or the Korah case, you have a tikra, and that tikra, through pi tikra, creates a mechitza that encloses the area that the tikra covers. So you have a roof, and you're using pi tikra to view that roof is going down to create a mechitza. That can be effective to be makif the area inside that's covered by that roof, but not to be makif an area on the other side that the tikra isn't shy of to. Pi tikra only works where the tikra is shayach.
So it only works to be makif the inside.
Right. So it could work, just like Rashi's comment there on Peivav, in the case of the Chorva, where the Korah works. So there, we'll have to get back to that soon. But there, according to Rashi, the Korah only works to be matir the area under the Korah, not even the area of the Chorva. But Pi tikra only works to be matir or be makif the area that the tikra is shayach to, not an area external to it. So just read a few lines. Nearly Saiti Ain Lodim Bazedin Pitikra Lahashim Lchita Mikamatamim. Chada Mehada Masa Gamar Be Ervin Sadi Hei, Vesukha Yutes, the Rava Amar Ad Kamla Kama Rav Hasan Ala Dahani Mukhita Sasadra Vidi. Avalhaka Dahani Mukhita Slavu Sukha Vidi Lo. So there the Gemara distinguishes between mechitzas that are servicing the asadra, where you could say pitikra, and mechitzas that are not servicing the sukkah, where you can't. Pirush Rashi b'sukkah, daf yutes. The ilu mechitza ma'al yasahi, havasam chinan olah, avalashuria yidin good achis lo, dechi agmir rachmanu l'moshe good achis, b'mechitza sliya l'chalal shalah. Agmir, when do we say good achis? That's for a mechitza that's servicing the area that it encloses. Lo l'chusula, not if it's servicing an area to the outside. That's what Moshe says. Mkain pashut sha elevator, the elevator railroad tracks, shelo nasu l'shisarabdim, they weren't constructed for the purpose of servicing the area outside the railroad tracks, servicing the l'shisarabdim. Eina mechitza l'shisarabdim midin pitikra. So you can't invoke pitikra to say that creates a mechitza for the l'shisarabdim. Afim haya nefsha mechitza l'sachas elevator midin pitikra. Even if it could work to create pitikra to allow you to carry underneath the elevated railroad tracks, but it's not going to help for the area outside of it. And Rav Henkin writes the same thing in his Haskama to the Kuntres Tikkun Erevin of Rav Yosef David Maskowitz, which is reprinted in the new volume, the collection of Rav Henkin's Tshuvas entitled Gvuras Eliyahu, reprinted there in Gvuras Eliyahu Chelek Arachayim Simen Kuf Tesvav, that pitikra only works for, so to speak, the inside. He's talking about a tunnel. Can you say that the tunnels that go into, let's say, the entrance to the Holland Tunnel, or the entrance to the Lincoln Tunnel, can you say that the tikra over the tunnel can create a mechitza to be makif our side of the tunnel? He says no, that pitikra only works for the area that the tikra is over, not to the area on the other side, which the tikra was not meant to service.
So this is just because of the stima that we don't have a case where it broke the mechitza other than the inside. Is that our objection to multitasking our pitikra yorid besoisa mechitza?
Again?
Is that our main right over here? We just don't have an example where we're multitasking this?
But further, we don't have an example. He points out the Gemara in Sukkah, the Gemara in Erevin, Sukkah Yutas Erevin Sadiyei, sounds more explicitly that that's the case, that it only works for the mechitzas that are lachsadra vidi, not mechitzas that are lachutza vidi. Right? The Gemara says, "Akal kamer rav hasam ela." I'm reading tzadi heim and aleph. "Akal kamer rav hasam ela." The hani mechitzas lachsadra vidi. Avolacha the hani mechitzas lachutza vidi. Lo. So if you make a sukkah, or you put stach on top of an asadr that has psimin, or that doesn't have psimin, so you don't have any tikkur there that's servicing, that's meant for the sukkah, then you can't say pitikra. The koros were not meant for the sukkah. They weren't made l'shem sukkah. So then you can't say pitikra. That's where Moshe's strongest right. He thinks that's true in Sfar anyway, but that is the raya from the Gemara here. Okay, Rabbi Kozhri pointed out there's a Rashba that sounds this way also. The Gemara on Pevava Mebez towards the very bottom, three lines from the bottom, or two lines from the bottom, the Tnan Pevav Mebez Rav Chananya ben Akavya Omer Gizustra Sheyesh Ba Dalet Amos Al Dalet Amos. So you have a platform that's protruding from a house over the water, and that platform has the dimensions of 4 square Amos, 24 square Tvachim. And you want to be able to draw water on Shabbos through that platform. And now I'm on Pesayim and Aleph. Chokek ba'dalet ha'dalet ha'malei. So you can make a hole in the middle of this platform. You can make a hole that's 4 Tvachim by 4 Tvachim. And then you can fill up water. You can stick a bucket through that hole in the middle of the platform and draw water on Shabbos. Why, says Rashi, Chokek ba neka bemsi isa, you can make a hole in the middle. Vafilu eila mechisa saviv, havian la yutvachim hanisharim saviv haneka b'chol tzad. So, again, you have 24 tvachim by 24 tvachim. So I make a hole in the middle of 4 tvachim by 4 tvachim. And now I have 10 tvachim on either side of the hole. Right? I started with 24 tvachim. I cut out 4 in the middle. And I have 10 tvachim on either side. V'roh v'nosan, so 10 tvachim is the shir mechitza. V'roh v'nosan, ki'ilu hein kefufin l'mata, ke'ein mechitza tuloy alamayim. So I view those 10 tvachim on either side as if they're mechitzos. And even though it's a mechitza tuluyah, we're talking b'yam, where mechitza tuluyah works. V'yarmina nami gudakis ki'ilu yoredes usasemes ad hamayim v'avyamayim shekeneged anegev rishus hayachid. Okay, so that's this din of chokik dalet al dalet u mimale. Good?
Did
I draw it? So we're going to run into my challenge of drawing three-dimensional pictures, but I'll do my best. So you have a platform that's sticking out of the house.
Over the water.
Over the water. So this is an aerial view.
Yeah.
Okay? So the platform is 24 tvachim by 24 tvachim. Okay? Right. I want to draw water through the platform on Shabbos. So I make a hole in the middle that is 4 tvachim by 4 tvachim. Okay? And then I have 10 tvachim on all 4 sides. Right? So the Gemara says, I view these 10 tvachim on all 4 sides as if they're going down, as if they're creating a mechisa tluya alamayim. So it's like a cutout where kof, I knock down all 4 sides that they're creating mechitzos. So I have mechitzos at 10 tefachim on all 4 sides surrounding this 4 tefachol. And then I'm allowed to draw water from the water underneath.
Why don't you just say gunachis or
it sounds like you need both.
Good.
So that's Tosfos Kasha. That's what we showed him or bothered by. Mm-hmm. So take a look at Tosfos.
It's kind of like a cardboard thing.
Right, exactly. Right. It's hard to draw on a blackboard. But yes.
No, I got it.
Okay. So that you're asking whether Rishon or Rabbi, right? That's where we're going. So take a look at Tosfos. Tosfos gives it a straw. Vim Tomar, halfway through Tosfos. Ki ein behen dalet amos, al dalet amos, lishtri lamalos. Even if you don't have dalet amos, it should still be mutter to fill it up. The parish of countries, the parish of perikol gogos, the armina and pitikra b'chol dalet ruchos. According to Rashi, that you say pitikra on all four sides. Why do you need dalet amos? Just say pitikra. Why do you have to have dalet amos such that you have a mechitzas ten tefachim on all four sides? Even without that, say pitikra. Yeah?
Yeah, this is Rashi's opportunity that pitikra is going to work.
Right. So Tosfos has three teirutzim. Either it's talking about where it's balachson, so one work according to Rashi, or there are pegimos, there are protrusions, so you can't say pitikra if there are protrusions. If it's not smooth, fine. The Rashba has a different teretz. The Rashba, Dibur Masel Hachi Garsinan, Rashba Hachi Garsinan says as follows. Lefi Devrayim, Kol Heicha De'ika Mechitza, anytime you have a Mechitza, Af Al Pi She'eina Rechava Dalid, even if it's not four Tvachim wide, Afilu Lamala Mamish Mitoch Ogno, even if it's above the water, Inami Kora Dalid Dika Pitikar Yovisose Mutter Ubilvachi He Nicker Shanasa Vishvila Mayim. Halav Hachila. So this is the key line. Ubavachi hei nikr shenasa b'shvelamayim halav Hachila. In order to invoke pitikra, it has to be nikr that the tikra, so to speak, that we're looking at was made to service the water. V'hainu taimid de gezistra de af agav de rechav adal reyaser afil nesunim ekarim zavis Sheyesh la shtei mechitzas gemuras adamayim v'shtayim nami de arvin afilachi larmi ne pitikra yovisosei. So the Rashi was saying we don't say pitikra if the supposed tikra is not made litzarech amayim, is not made litzarech the inside. So here the platform was not made to service the water. It's not made as a tikra for the water, and therefore you can't invoke pitikra. Okay, well, Moshe has a comment in the Tshuva we just mentioned, Siman Kuf Lamed Ches, where he tries to address the difficulty that we had in Rashi. Again, Tosfos, the problem with Rashi is on the one hand, Rashi says that Pitikra Yov Yisosim is based on Godachis as a form of Mechitza Tuliya, and Tosfos on Pevav says that that sugi is only Laman De Amar of Mechitza Tuliya is Matur B'Yabasha, and the problem is that we don't paskin Mechitza Tuliya Matur B'Yabasha, and we do paskin Pitikra. Right, Rashi then said that's like Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi, but we don't go like Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi. And even Rav himself, Rav doesn't hold Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi, and Rav does hold Pitikra. So I don't fully understand how this chiluk works. Rav Moshe attempts to be mechalek between where a mechitza or a pitikra or a mechitza tuya is coming to serve as a full mechitza to be makif an area, and where it's only servicing itself. I mean, where you have something like the case of the Korah and the Afsadra, where it's only matir tilta under the Korah, and it's not a full mechitza because it's not matir tilta in the entire Korah. And that's where Bikiyas Kedim is a problem. That's where you have a chisar and a mechitza tuliyah. And where you have a good achid situation that's matir, that's fully functioning as a mechitza to be matir everything, and there, good achis works, even if Gedim Bokim. So, take a look. It's the last paragraph in Simon Kuf Lamed Ches, and you can come back and explain to me exactly how that chiluk works. In the Teferes Yaakov, he makes a couple ha'aras about other elements, other criterion for invoking Pitikra, which emerge from Rishonim, but are definitely not explicit in Shulchan Aruch. You wouldn't necessarily notice if you weren't sensitive to that. So, number one, he points out, the Mishnah Berurah says this already, but the Mishnah Berurah is hidden in Simon Shin Samach Gimel in half a line, and you wouldn't notice it if you weren't looking for it. So there's a line in the Rashi in the Avodas HaKodesh who says that for Pitikra to work, the Tikra has to be Ru'uya L'Kabel Mazeb. It has to be strong enough to support cement or support...
Eavesdrop.
I'm sorry?
Marzeba?
Yeah.
Eavesdrop, isn't it?
What's the word?
Eavesdrop?
What does that mean?
The water collects in what? Gutters. Yeah.
Like Mazeba is some of the... I'm sorry?
The roof gutters.
Right. That's I thought Maziva was the kind of material that you
use. Yeah, Maziva.
Yeah.
Tikra Shein on the home Maziva.
Right. It's like tar or...
Yeah, it's whatever that...
whatever the lining material you use for a roof is.
Yeah, I don't know at that time. It was whatever fashion cement or something.
Right. So it has to be strong enough to... The Makabel, the standard support material that you would put on a roof. And the Mishnah Berurah quotes this in Be'er Halacha, Simen Shin Samach Gimel, Se'if Kavav. Simen Shin Samach Gimel, Se'if Kavav, Gibbe Maskel Einu Nitar. That it has to be Ru'i L'Kabel Ma'azeva. Okay, that's point number one. Point number two.
Every house with fee is. I mean, every structure has its...
Okay, but you can have a very flimsy roof that isn't that strong.
Yeah, but you can have a structure that has an appropriately roof. You can have a structure that its roof is appropriate to the basic structure, and it works in that scenario.
Right. But maybe that's insufficient. Maybe that's insufficient for Pitikra.
Even though...
Again, how your Magdalai can't tell you. How you assess what's considered Ru'i L'Kabel Ma'azeva, I can't tell you. But on some level, it has to have a certain baseline strength.
It's strange. I mean, if so, there's a structure that you don't need a Ma'azeva, or it wouldn't be appropriate to have a Ma'azeva.
Right, and nevertheless, if it's not strong enough to be L'Kabel, that's a chisaron, and it's, the ticker has to be of a certain strength.
A certain strength.
Okay. Then he points out, and this may be Machlokas we've shown him, that the ticker has to be permanent and not temporary. Where do we see that? Can you have if you have a temporary roof, does that allow you to invoke Pitikra? Where do you see that? So there's a Me'iri in Sukkah. Yud Chesam and Aleph Dibur Maskul Mikol Makom. Me'iri Sukkah Yud Chesam and Aleph Dibur Maskul Mikol Makom. Me'iri writes, Lo Nemar Pitikra Ela Bisfas Pia Kora. We only say Pitikra on the edge of a Kora. The Lo Bisfas Schach. But you don't say Pitikra on the Schach of a Sukkah. How will the Eino Ella binyan arai? Because the Sukkah is only a binyan arai. Right, we discussed this earlier in the year in the context of Nakura for Rishis Arabim. So Schach is only a binyan arai. The Imlo Kain, Af Besike Chagabi Mavoi, Hayalanu Lahashira Midin Pitikra. Because if that's the case, then why is there a din that you need two mechitzos and shlishis afilu tefach for a Sukkah? By any mavoi, even a mavoi mefulash, why do you just invoke Pitikra?
Well, he's going with something.
That you could.
Yeah.
Right. Meaning that you could say Pitek by multiple sides. Mm-hmm. But the fact that we don't say that, the fact that you can't automatically evoke Pitikra in a sukkah, indicates that the Tikra has to be kavua and not arai.
Haven't we spoken, though, that
he's going off the
schach,
not off of the...
He's talking about the schach. Right, the schach is... I mean, the sukkah itself is a binyan arai, but the schach is... we're talking about the schach. The schach is arai.
Yeah. Where did we say that we were talking about it in Omid Meruba, that we said Sukkah and Shabbos, you can't wrap the two things together, right?
Well, we were talking about that in the context of Makura for Shesarabim, or temporary Kiroi.
Correct,
right?
By the Schach. But didn't we mention something also about the three walls that by don't bring a Raya from the fact that we need Shlisha Zavila Tefa Sukkah to compare to Shabbos? Is there not the Chalal, the... I mean, there's Aloha Mashisina by Sukkah that you need three walls.
Right.
So.
No, but here the question is, how do you constitute the three walls? And maybe use Pitikra. Pitikra is halacha mechitza, then why can't Pitikra create that wall?
I forgot, I guess we didn't bring up something that Omer Meruba shouldn't apply by Sukkis or something like that.
Well, Omer Meruba wouldn't apply in the third wall, because that's the nature of the halacha mechitza. You don't need the third wall, doesn't have to be...
Okay, but to make a second wall, we're saying we should just allow...
Yeah. Oh, no, you're right. So. No, you're saying that maybe that if Omid Ruva maybe may not be sufficient for the other walls either, right? Okay, but that's
right. We said we have to find some chiluk, right? So that
right.
Mele, you can also talk in the
right. Okay, but here he's talking about the temporary nature of the schach.
Okay, yeah.
Now he points out, yeah.
I mean, there obviously is a chiluk. You have people have
right.
permanent frames.
Right.
And the schach is definitely would definitely seem to be impermanent. And if you're just going off the schach, and it sounds strange. I mean, when I think of schach, I think of some. I don't think of it. I p tikra. I would think a p tikra is too uniform and very requires a uniformity and schach
right.
is not uniform.
Okay, so but you could have a schach that is uniform, right? So you're saying that's a tosos because we just read in Pevavim the days of Gezistra. That in order to say Pitikra, it can't have pegimas. It has to be smooth. So you could have, but you could have a schach. That doesn't be used also depending on how it's constructed.
I guess your classic sukkah, the whole thing is right.
Okay, but that's not definitional. But what this Meiri is saying is that which is that is the schach is considered a rai, and therefore not subject to Pitikra. The Teferes Yaakov points out there's a mashmos that way in the Tosa Rush. Tosa Rush Shabbos Mem Tesam and Beis Dibur Maskel Haim. Tosa Rush Mem Tesam and Beis Dibur Maskel Haim. That you don't say Pitikra if something is Asoy Lanud Ulataltel. So Lanud Ulataltel, to sway, to move, it sounds like something along these lines that it's not permanent. But he does point out in the other direction, there's a Chidush Eran, Shabbos Tzadi Tesam and Beis. There the Gemara has the boy, what's the din? If you throw a daf, you throw a plank onto Yisedos, and it lands on the Yisedos, does that make that into Rishus Ayachid? Because you throw a daf onto pegs, now you have a tikra on top of the peg, so you could say P-tikra. So does it now become Rishus Yachin midin Pitikra? So the Rander explains that the mechanics of the Gemara Thorgum is Pitikra. That if you have the staff and you say this as Pitikra, it says in the first Yaakov, but the staff presumably is Arai. It's not gonna, unless you say in Echanami that you mean it's gonna stay there. But the Pashuk is not that way, so it sounds like the way the Rambam explains that Gemara that is based on Pitikra, even if it's a Rai, maybe you still could say Pitikra. And then he points out Rashi, Sukhi, Yechasim, and Beis talks about Pitikra in the context of Schach. So there, Rashi sounds like, we do say Pitikra. Mm-hmm. Okay. One other area that the Teferes Yaakov raises, which maybe Machlokas we showed him, and Lahalacha, he's Machmir, and Rabbi Bloy in the Nesiva Shabbos is Mekel on this. Does P. p'tikra work if the tikra is lamala me eser mama? Does p'tikra work if the tikra is above 20 amos? Mm-hmm. So there's a comment in the Ritva, peizayinim and alat yimaskal ella, peizayinim and alat yimaskal ella. The Ritva says it doesn't work if you have a tikra lamala me esrim. You don't say p'tikra. And he doesn't really explain why. The esrim is usually a shear and a heker, right? Lamavi lamalami esrim, and your chanukah lamalami esrim.
But we've used the Rashi uses the lashon of nira, that it's mishtamish. We've seen lashon as of
right.
That it has to be
right.
And the Rambam also nira and
right. So that would be the reasoning that lamalami esrim is pasul. But the Ritva is the only one who says that. So the first Yaakov says mistimas the other Rishonim. The Ritva says that the answer kasha, but no one else says like that. Maybe the other Rishonim argued. So the first Yaakov is machmer on this, lahalacha, and Rabbi Bloy is mekel. We haven't seen this discussed elsewhere.
But it's ainu yimsa
b'shulchan aruch.
I'm sorry. It's ainu yimsa b'shulchan aruch.
There's no mention of shulchan aruch right, of such a restriction, and there's no mention of tosis begimos either. There's no mention of the Arai thing. So these are all. I was surprised when I opened the Tiferes Yaakov and he says he has a list of 9 criteria for P'tikra, and I thought I did a pretty good job learning the sugyas in Shulchan Aruch, and I hadn't seen really half of those. Wow. So he did a better job. And then there's the right lahalacha, as you saw in Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber Paskins like Rashi, that if it's balafson, if it's a gag b'shupa, you don't say p'tikra either. Okay, we'll stop here. Next time we'll talk about mechisa tluya on its own merits, and soon we'll go on to Sugyas HaPesach. The p'tikra, mechisa tluya. I'll send you. You have Mar Makomis and mechisa tluya ready, but I'll send the next set of Mar Makomis Mirsa Shem soon, and then we'll go on.
All right.